War has come to Kryn, a war building for centuries as dragons and gods drift into myth and legend. This is the war that will bring an end to it all, or restore what was lost for good. Welcome to Dragonlance, the Thorns of War.
My name is Jet, and I'm playing Saria, and Saria is a high elf wizard.
I'm Doug. I'm a human rogue by the name of Zeroth Harkonnen.
I'm Esther, and I play Rowena Rotherwood, ranger.
I'm Jim's friend. I'm playing a cleric named Jimpleton.
Hello, my name is Atropos, and I am playing Griffith Boothladron, Salamnic Knight of the Soul.
We are mostly back to Kalamon at this point. Griffith had helped lead some of the refugees from Eswild on foot back to town, and you're about to get there, while the rest of everyone went more quickly on horse because they knew that Bakaris the Elder was going to be leading a possibly foolhardy mission north to Steel Springs to try to bring the war back at the Draconians instead of constantly playing defense. As you did come back, you brought back a book, like a journal, filled with like troop movements and orders, just general orders in there. And when you got it back and you presented it to the council over Kalamon, you realized there was a new update in there, in that the lure to the north was a trap, and they were planning to try to decimate Kalamon's forces there. You rode north valiantly and rescued the army and brought them back. A couple of other things that have happened and are likely to rear their ugly head again, unless I forget, in which case they're not going to play into this adventure at all anymore, is that Zeroth has made a friend and almost got her killed by sicking a tower wizard on her.
I didn't mean to.
Like, you didn't try very hard not to either.
It's part of Zeroth's inability to keep a secret when people specifically ask him to keep a secret.
Well, to be fair, he didn't tell the Tower Wizard. He told everyone else because the Tower Wizard was already chasing.
That's true. That's true. That is true. This renegade wizard has spotted a great evil in her scrying bowl, which Saria broke. Saria also got a glimpse into this bowl and saw this undead creature in the ancient armor of a knight of Salamnia, and it made her recall of three knights that she saw on the bank as y'all escaped Vogler just a couple of days ago. That renegade wizard did tell Zeroth to just beware that a great evil was coming, and just generally be on the lookout. Rowena, you have discovered that your mom, Kensaldi, is with the bad guys. And she has replaced one of her eyes with a jewel. She as a person is worth at least 25 gold more, because that's the price of that jewel. Griffith, you are bringing the refugees back north on the road, And they've traveled well. They've been focused. They want to get home there, like, or to the castle. They do not want to hang out anymore outside. And so you are coming in fairly quickly. You, as you're coming closer, roll me perception.
All right. Yeah, it's going to be a 13. I don't know 13. I don't know if I'm connected. Oh, through roll 20. Oh, we're not using roll 20 right now.
Not yet. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah. 13.
You notice that the bell is ringing, just twice. You'll remember that you were told earlier that if they ring it twice, it's somebody friendly. If they just pull the bejesus out of it, that's when you got to worry.
Right.
You think, oh, okay, they spotted us. But then actually you're looking ahead and you see three people on horseback. They are in armor and they are holding up a flag. And the flag has the emblem of the Knights of the Rose, one of the orders of Salamnic Knights. And the three seem to be heading toward the front, toward the gate, the main gate of the town.
Okay, so not towards us, but towards the gate.
Right.
Okay. I'm assuming it's too far for me to recognize any of them.
Yeah, not with their armor on. They're wearing full helm, the kind of bucket helms and all. And so, no, you do not recognize them.
Right. About how far are we from the gates?
Not terribly far. You're definitely within distance that you can see clearly. And you do have a horse, and so
yeah.
At this point you would feel that the people are safe if you wanted to ride ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm going to look back and sort of, I don't know, at the people that I've been traveling with and designate, you know, point to one of the stronger, older guys and say, if you can take charge from here, I'm going to ride ahead and to the gates, make sure that they can see that we're coming, know who we are, and I'll spur my horse and ride away.
Okay. All right. The man will nod and go, aye. And you move on ahead. As you get closer, the gates are being opened for these knights, and you see them turn toward you, and the one who's distinctly in front, you know, they're kind of they're riding in a wedge in a V, and the one who's distinctly in front will lift his hand to you and say, hail there.
Say, hail, brother. Where are you riding from?
He'll kind of trot over to you, leaving the other two there, and he'll pull off his helmet. And this is, I'm going to let you decide whether you know this knight or not. He is a knight of the Rose named Jordanus. He's been with the order about 10 years, well respected. It normally is more toward the center of Salamnia. Doesn't normally get out this far.
Yeah, I think maybe I would have heard his name, but may not have crossed paths with him, given especially specifically what my job was in sort of roaming the outer areas and hunting.
He will ride forward and say, fellow knight, I don't believe that we've met. I'm Jordanus.
I am Griffith Legion of the Sword.
Well met. We've been sent from the west with more news of the battle. Have you been out here long?
Not terribly long, although we are glad to see you. We could use all the help that we can get if you are able to stay. I'm bringing refugees back from Wheelwatch. It seems it's been captured by some of these dragon folk and those allied with them, at least.
We'll be able to stay a good while. So, perhaps, uh, perhaps you would like to join us. We're going to go up to the, hopefully see the council right away.
Of course, I bring news as well as these refugees.
Well, good then. And y'all will head inside. So this is about the time that the rest of y'all are like the soldiers and all have returned back into the castle, and everybody is safe within the walls. You hear the bell gong twice, and of course, do you remember? Twice, good, but Jesus, bad. And so you're just waiting. It's like, no, okay, it's twice. And so that you do know that this is that there seems to be visitors to the castle. Now that everybody is in and safe again, what are y'all planning?
Do I see the group? Oh, sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead,
Jen.
Y'all are on opposite sides of the city. They're on the north side. You're on the south side.
Gotcha. At this point. Okay. All right.
We just got out of the council meeting, right?
Got back from the battle.
From the battle.
Yeah. That's right. I also saw that. I noted that there's an apothecary. Did we go visit this apothecary already, or were we wanting to do that?
No. That's Wyhan, who sent you to the test. The council had sent word to her to try to magically send a message to the armies that it was a trap and to flee.
Okay. That's why I have that. Okay.
And that succeeded, I believe.
Yeah. And
it did succeed. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that said, did we talk about what we were going to do about this threat coming from the south?
The one from the, that the, Renegade Wizard talked about? River?
Yes. Yes, the demons. There are demons to the south.
Yeah, and you would know that's Dargard Castle. That's a fallen castle fallen to the undead. And so, if she's talking about horrors coming from the south, that's what she's talking about.
So, would it be a surprise that there are horrors there, or only that they're coming?
Only that they're moving. Yeah, they don't normally leave. It's just like it's a haunted castle. And people don't go there. They don't come out.
It's Ravenhall.
How far south?
It would on horseback, it'd probably be several days.
Well, I don't know if I had already disclosed this to the rest of the group, but if not, I will now mention that I had seen something like that a few days ago when we were coming in, and at the time I associated it with me getting ready for the test, and I didn't really think anything of it. But now that we have gotten this information from River, now I'm thinking something of it.
How many figures? All together now? Have we all met up again? Can we assume that? We got up with Griffith?
No.
Not yet.
No, y'all are on opposite sides of the town.
Should we, I guess as you're talking, should we find Griffith? Should we possibly get the party together and go to a tavern and have a pint and talk this over?
For sure.
So,
All right. So you're going to head toward the south side of town where you'd expect him to come in?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, the main road, goes right up to the castle. And so, it would not be hard for y'all to find one another, somewhere in between. And so the rest of you would see Griffith riding together with this trio of knights. Jordanus has introduced the other two as Nicholas and Grenier. Neither of which are familiar. They're younger knights, and so they're not overly familiar to you.
Nicholas and what was the other one?
Grenier, Grenier.
I'll introduce the party to the knights. These are some of the adventurers that I've been traveling with recently.
I'll go through. Very. Very good. A red robe wizard. Very nice. A kinder. That's a choice that people have made in the past at times.
It's been interesting. I don't think her following us is a choice.
When they lose bets, sometimes.
Yes, this was not our choice, but we're not certainly not going to turn someone away if they want to help.
They were in a wheel watch with me.
Ah, yes, yes. Well, Griffith has told me about what you saw there, and I'm sad to say that it's not unusual, based on what others have seen. We've been sent out here to help reinforce a little bit. We were just on the way to the council. I thought since we could make it an old fashioned report of the knights, and you know, get on the old, like in the good old days.
I'll ask the party. Have you met with the council yet?
Yes, we did, and actually, I think that we should probably let you know that this journal that we found, it's obviously magic, and it's been updated since we brought it back, and we ended up having to go handle a situation while we were waiting on you to come back.
Journal?
Yeah, a journal is a book that you keep notes in.
I understand. I know what a journal is. Where did you find this journal?
At Wheel Watch.
Well,
have it, or did we give it to the council?
He gave it to the council.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, it seems if the council's already been appraised of the situation in Wheel Watch, perhaps it would not be most expedient use of my time for me to go to them and reiterate. I am curious, though, what news you're bringing from the West.
Well, it's been several months of being sieged, but we have won some victories, which is allowing us to push outward. And so, lots of bad news, lots dead, but some real strategic victories.
Can I do? For some reason, I'm getting a vibe off of this guy. Can I just? Am I sure if he's?
I actually had the same thought.
Genuine. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to ask for an insight check, but I also don't know how to ask.
You can ask for an insight check.
Can I do an insight check? Because I'm a little bit like, sure. I don't know this guy. I don't think that well. And okay. Sorry. Oh.
We got an advantage, so I guess that's okay. For Doug.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Avraeldia? Well, thank you very much. I'm practicing saying that name.
A 24.
Ooh. 24. There's definitely something he's not telling yet.
Yeah. I was gonna say, is it
obvious that you don't trust these people?
It's gonna be obvious because he can't keep a secret to save his life.
I know.
I'm the immediately person. Say, I don't believe you, sir.
I'm going to say that. I'm going to be like,
where did you say you came from?
Where did you say you came from again? Thank you. Thank you, Rowena. I'm going to say that exactly. Where did you say you came from again?
From farther west in Salamnia.
Farther west and from...
specifically.
Are you saying that?
No.
Yes. I need your help.
I'm gonna cast Detect Good and Evil. For the duration, you know if there's an aberration, celestial, elemental, fey, fiend, or undead within 30 feet of you, as well as where the creature is located. There's other stuff, but that's all I was interested in.
Okay. All three of these knights light up like a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And
no way.
And Jordana smiles and says, "Very clever."
I'm gonna drop my visor.
Well, no one else saw it yet, right? But I'm gonna say.
Oh, he's gonna say out loud because he sees it. It's very clever, okay. Priest.
Well, these guys are undead, and then I'm immediately gonna pull out.
I'm gonna jump over the. Yeah, I'm jumping into a bush or something.
jumping into a bush.
I don't know. I'm a rogue. I need to get out of the way.
Okay. All right. Let's. They're drawing weapons, so let's roll initiative.
Holy cow.
People, are we like in town? Are there,
yes.
Like, yes. People?
Somehow they got into.
By the way, the moment you mentioned three knights, I was like, these are those three guys from the river when they're still outside town. I was just waiting for.
I didn't think about that.
I was just waiting for a time.
I didn't think of that either. They actually aren't. But still, I walked into that one.
They sure seem like those three guys from the river. Let's see.
You could have said nothing, and we would be sitting here thinking we are neutralizing the threat.
Right? Exactly.
No, there's another threat.
Oh,
all right.
Nice.
Dang.
Who has 15 or over?
Me.
Okay, I have a 20.
Hang on. Let me.
20.
Cleric.
Griffin, what do you have?
I have a 23.
I have a 21.
I have a 6. Oh, sorry. Not my turn yet.
Okay. Griffin, you are up first.
All right.
They have pulled their swords out.
So I haven't... I don't know. I mean, obviously something's very amiss, but am I clued in on exactly what's going on? Okay.
And you do get advantage on your roll if you take one.
I will. I'm immediately going to drop my visor, lower my lance, and charge. Because that's what I do best.
Okay. Who are you going after?
Jordanus, I think.
All right.
And I'm going to make two attacks with my lance, the second one will be a feinting attack. So, that was real bad. Oh, you said I have advantage on the first attack?
Yep.
Okay, well then, roll it again.
You are also on your horse, remember.
Oh, that's right. Okay. First one's a 17 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. Wow, that was bad. For 7 damage.
Okay.
Second one will be, I'm just going to roll 2d20s manually. No, yes I can. That didn't work at all. I'm going to assume that's going to be the higher roll. It was a natural 19. I'll just do one, just get 20. Nope. So 19 plus 7. Yeah, so that hits as well.
Yep.
That'll be 12 damage plus the superiority die, which is 1d8. So... wow. So the second one is 20.
Okay, well that hurts. That's a thing that happened. Zarya.
All right. I'm going to cast magic missile at level 3 against Jordanus.
All right. And Lunatari is in high sanction, so we'll add a d6 on the end of it.
Holy macaroni.
So the grand total is 20.
Oh. I'd be dead.
Okay. Jumbleton.
I'll go ahead and cast my spiritual weapon and just have it attack, I guess, Jordanus. Is everyone ganging up on one person right now? Or was that two different targets?
No, it's been one person so far.
Okay, then I will keep ganging up on him. And the spiritual weapon will attack him as its action, I guess. 14.
A 14 will hit.
Oh, okay. And 11 damage.
Okay.
Okay, and can I tell if he looked like... does he look beat up, or does he look like he doesn't care that we're hitting him?
Combination?
He's laughing. Radiant damage? Okay.
He's laughing, but he looks bloodied.
Okay. Then I'm going to use the standard attack, Mace of Disruption, to try to hit him with the mace.
Okay.
Oof. No, I got an 8.
No, that's going to miss.
Yes, that's a complete whiff. Okay, and then I guess that's it.
All right.
Yeah.
One of the other knights comes forward and going to go after Griffin with the sword. All right. I'm going to guess 14 is not going to hit you.
No.
What about 16?
Nope.
All right, completely misses. It is Tim's turn.
Does she have anything that specifically targets undeads? Oh, wait, she has the sparkly glitter that gives advantage on the next hit, right?
Yep.
She should use that, I think.
Yep. Not a bad idea. How much of that does she have, though? Like an endless bag, or is that a spell? Or can't
it's
you?
A spell.
It's a spell. I don't know what level.
Okay.
I also don't know if it's a single target or if it's an area.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to look it up. Terrible.
Because I was wondering if, like, throwing it on Jordanus is maybe not super important. He's probably not going to...
Hey, getting one down is getting one down.
That's true. That's so true. Focus fire!
And she says, flower, flower, flower. But glitter flower, comes out yes. instead.
Yeah. Right.
What's it called?
I'm trying to pull it up. It's fairy fire, yeah. I was trying to pull it up because I was not ready for this fight so soon.
Oh. Each object... Let's see.
Any 20-foot cube, so...
Oh, dang. Nice.
They get dexterity saving throw. Yeah.
Oh, man. That was 3 18s in a row. So, yep. They managed to just kind of dodge out of the way of that. And Rowena.
Okay, so since we're standing within range of that, like, close contact, I can't use my longbow, but I think I'm going to try my spear. But I'm going to use my action cast Hunter's Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Hit 17.
We'll hit.
An extra d6 for the Hunter's Mark. Is mm-hmm. that correct?
That's right.
An extra 4, so 8 damage total.
Very good. Okay. All right. Anything else?
I think that's it. I think I'm probably going to tell Fangs, the dog, to just be kind of on guard, but he's not going to do it.
Okay.
Does she get second attack at level 5?
Do I?
Oh, you should, yeah.
Are you a ranger?
Yeah, you're a ranger,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. So yeah, I guess I'll make a second attack. the same, spear
okay.
attack. 13.
13 misses. Okay. Rowena, will a 17 hit?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay, the sword connects, and you feel this kind of necrotic force to it as it cuts in from one of the other two knights, and you are hit for 17 damage.
Ooh, man.
Jordanus will continues to laugh. And say, I should properly introduce myself. My name is Caradoc. You'll probably be seeing more of me, but you have a choice right now. You can stop me, or you can stop him. I'm just a distraction. And he will come forward at Griffin with the blade that's going to miss. The second attack is an 18 to hit.
Glances off my shield.
Okay. All right. And then he whispers, he looks very, very quickly over to Zeroth and says, watch out beside you. And give me a wisdom saving throw.
Me?
Yes.
Yes.
Man.
DC 15.
Wisdom saving throw. 13.
Oh, no. Zeroth, there's a draconian right beside you. You have one chance to hit it. Roll attack.
Okay. All right. There we go with my plus one dagger. 12.
12. Rowena, does 12 hit?
No.
Oh,
okay. Zeroth just came at you with a dagger all of a sudden. As soon as that happens, your eyes clear up and you realize that was Rowena. And oh. It is your turn.
My turn? Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Dang, I'm going to be mad now, though. I'm going to... am I... He's within 5 feet. Jordanus is within 5. When he said that, yes. Can looking around, like did he indicate to anybody or anything that something
or about was he, stopping him?
Oh, he was talking about stopping the guy next to me. That I that right. was actually Rowena. Okay.
That was Rowena.
All right. That's actually how dense I am in real life. Okay. So I'm going to attack him with sneak attack. Well, he's within five feet of a, a foe, right? Okay. Shoot. 14. Is a 14 hit?
A 14 does actually hit him.
Macaroni. Okay. And then so, let's see. So, do an extra 3d6. Okay, let me do the damage for this first. I'm surprised that hit him. I'm so surprised. Sorry. 6 damage, and then an extra 3d6. 3. What is that? 3, 4, 5, 6. Another 6 damage, so 12 damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my bonus action to disengage and get away, get to like a bush, try to hide. I'm just to disengage. I think I can only do it to disengage, actually. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to disengage and back up, try to get into range of a crossbow.
At that moment, like as you stab in, you see this ghostly, wispy form just jump out of the body, a completely different person. This one, this one's slighter, with slick back hair and a long face, and it's laughing. And the knight, as it's falling off, as he's falling down off the horse, is going, where am I? The other two knights just collapse off their horses, and the ghostly figure of Caradoc says, just remember, me, the distraction, or him. Only pick one. And the ghost shoots over toward the castle. And by now there's like a crowd that's crowding around, like, what in the world is happening? There's Knights of Salamnia trying to kill each other. And you see the ghost just drop into one of them. And that one kind of straightens his back and then turns around and starts walking toward the castle.
Can I cast Hold Person on that one?
Nice.
Sure.
Very nice.
Wisdom saving throw, DC 14. So you have to roll.
Yeah. Okay, the person stops in his tracks as Caradoc slips out of him again. It's like, come on. I barely had 3 steps with that one. It's going to try. It's coming back toward the party. And Gimbleton, if you can get me a charisma save, DC 15.
I got a feeling this is a new strong suit.
15.
15. Oh, okay. No. You resist him, and he's as he tries to enter you, and you resist him back, and the ghostly form just hovers back and in surprise. Y'all do have an opportunity to attack him now that he's exposed.
Do I recognize or know anything about what he might be? Like, what kind of entity? I mean, it seems like a ghost, but
he's a ghost.
Have I seen anything like this before in terms of his ability to possess or?
Roll nature.
All right. Oh, that's a crit fail.
It's what's his name? Grognak.
Here, Griffith is looking at him, going, I think I fought one of these before. I think this is... I'm pretty sure this is an orc.
Are we still going in turn order, or can we just, like, attack if we want to?
Yeah, everybody can take an attack if they'd like.
Yeah, I'll try.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I've got a magic dagger.
Now I know that Griffith doesn't know that his not-magic weapon will not... probably heard this thing.
Right.
Well, I'm going to cast Magic Missile again at third level.
Okay. Roll that damage.
20.
Whoa.
I can attack it too?
Yeah, everybody can attack.
Okay. 22?
22 will definitely hit, yeah.
Okay.
And you are attacking with the Magic Dagger, right?
Yeah, 6 damage plus sneak attack. Does that work?
Okay.
I don't know how to do sneak attack damage proficiently, but I'm just going to
You can click the dice number multiple times and roll them all.
Okay. Thank you. I see it now. Yep. Okay, 7 plus 7, so 13.
Caradoc goes down onto the ground, and he's like clutching his wound, and he's like, no, how could this have turned against me so quickly? Oh, cruel world.
I'm going to stab at him with my lance.
I am undone. Oh, stop that. I'm giving a speech here. Just chill out for just a minute. I'll be done quickly. Oh. See, when I'm in this state, I can only be here for just a couple of minutes, and then I'll just disappear.
Tell us what you know.
Oh, yes, I'll tell you everything I know. I know. He's here. Ooh. And you wasted your time with me. Ta-ta, I'll see you soon. And he disappears.
Does he, like, instantly vanish, or does it look like the ghost died?
He just vanished. And then you hear the bejesus being pulled out of the bell.
Dragonlance: The Blunt of War is based loosely on the adventures Dragonlance, Shadows of the Dragon Queen from Wizards of the Coast, and The Test of High Sorcery by Jonathan Fry and Kiana Shaw. We stream this game on the third Sunday of each month at twitch.tv/technofunkform. Theme song by the Technofunkform, featuring Blue Velvet. Thanks to Sirenscape for the amazing atmosphere and other music. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to use them at your gaming table. The Thorns of War is part of the Play Well Network, where you've just been poked.
Be warned, the Dice and Dreary podcast is not for the faint of heart. It is an actual play horror RPG podcast with a thrilling score and chilling sound design. If you are intrigued by the supernatural and excited by rolling dice, then follow me to diceanddreary.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greetings, fellow gamers. I am here today to tell you about a podcast that you may not have heard about yet, called the Retronym Podcast. It is hosted by me, Wes, and I take you through my favorite gaming memories, or maybe my least favorite gaming memories, and give you lots of hints, tidbits, and just fun little anecdotes about the games that you know and love. So please head over to the Retronym Podcast, download all of my episodes, I would greatly appreciate it, and just join me on this retro-fueled nostalgia trip.